In today's Drama New South Wales podcast episode, we talk to Kelly Young. Kelly Young is our Drama New South Wales president and also the Sydney Theatre Company education manager. Welcome, Kelly.
Really excited to have Kelly here today to talk a little bit about Drama New South Wales and about the wonderful journey that she's had in teaching. So welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you. It's lovely to be here. And what a great idea, Claire.
Oh, I'm loving it. And I'm loving being in conversation with amazing practitioners and people across Drama New South Wales. It's been extremely exciting. So, Kelly, can you tell us a little bit about your drama teaching journey?
Oh, wow. Like most drama teachers, I came to drama teaching the long way, I think. So when I was a really young girl, I always wanted to be a performer, but I was the first girl, or the first person actually, in my family and extended family who went to university. And my father in particular had a very dim view of studying theatre and performance. He wanted me to do something. If I was going to go to university, I had to do something serious. So I started at university with a BA in history, politics and economics. But while I was doing that, I was writing cabaret shows. So when I went into teaching, I was teaching initially the, you know, history, politics, economics at schools. And when I fell pregnant with my daughter, who's nearly 24, the school knew that I was doing all of this sort of cabaret work outside and asked me would I like to teach year nine drama while I was on maternity leave. And I thought, oh, actually, yes, I would.
Yes.
And so it was a year nine drama class. I think it was five periods a week or something like that, with a tiny six-week-old baby.
My goodness.
And I just loved it. And so did the kids, obviously. Because we all know drama's amazing. So then the school was like, well, let's take this further. Let's take it into senior drama. And then I realised that I would have to go back and study. So I did my master's in theatre at the University of New South Wales with some of those old great academics, John McCallum being one of them, Jim Davies being another. And here we are. So then from there, I had the good fortune to be mentored by Di Mack when I was very, very young. And I think you've talked to Di on your podcast.
Yeah, we've just been in conversation. What an amazing woman.
Yeah. And she's one of those leaders in the community that takes people under her wing and develops them. So she's been an inspiration for my career. So I had the good fortune of working with her as a really young woman and then went on to heads of department at Roseville College and Askham, and now just having a little break out of the classroom.
I wouldn't call what you're doing a little break, because now you're in education at Sydney Theatre Company, which is so exciting. So, like, what would a day in your shoes, and they would be fabulous shoes, of course, what would that look like?
It depends, I think. We're in a wonderful phase at the STC at the moment, because we're being given permission by our new CEO to start really thinking outside what's typically been done. So at the moment, I'm really excited to be working towards our onstage week. So the STC is partnering with NESA to start to develop some really deep educational experiences for students in that celebration week that is on stage. So it's catering to all of New South Wales. We're hoping that all of the regional schools will get behind it. And I'm basically now working on an IP symposium, which is a three-hour workshop for students where all of our creatives get together and have a panel so that we can really talk about that first criteria, that vision, how to develop it, where it comes from, how all the other creatives work with the directorial vision, and then we'll jump into smaller workshops with each creative. So most of my work is around the logistics of that, so planning, obviously, but also translating the marking rubric for teachers into suggestions for a lesson plan that creatives can action, because there is a difference between what they do and what we do. There's not a difference in terms of anything concrete. It's more about the language with which teachers approach the teaching of that particular of our subject. So just translating across for the two industries what it is that we're both doing. So that's what I'm working on at the moment.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. And then that unpacking for, you know, the teachers in the classroom, but also for the industry professionals. So we're having that like dialogue happening. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And they are unreservedly excited. They love working with young people and teachers. And I think that's incredibly heartwarming to see them, you know, fighting really to be included in an education offering. So, that's basically what the day is. Sometimes we do schools days, which I love, you know, pre and post show chats with creatives and listening to the students respond to the work in performance. And I think, I don't know if any of the listeners were at The Importance of Being Earnest, which is just closed, but the excitement of hearing teenagers engage with Oscar Wilde for the first time is so exciting, and the energy that comes across the footlights is wonderful. So it's a varied day, but also a wonderful day in the sense that, you know, it's not determined by bells anymore and playground duty.
Yes. Oh, sounds amazing. You are wearing multiple hats as well, because you are juggling also being the Drama New South Wales president, and it sounds very, very important. But can you tell us a little bit about what the president of Drama New South Wales does?
It feels like
a question.
That's a great question, and I was just thinking about how I'd answer it, because on one level it feels like I do everything, and it also feels like I do nothing. So I have, and I think that's a testament to the team, to be honest. So I think I look at my job as being that strategic leader of the committee, taking the team in a particular direction, whilst allowing my exceptional committee and executive to do their thing. So, I mean, you're on the committee, Claire, and you know how hard they work and what amazing educators they are. And each of our portfolios is...
And the high level of experience that you have across high level of experience that you have across the team as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. So each one of those leadership positions is filled by somebody who is an outstanding educator and also a very generous colleague, because they're giving up an enormous amount of time to lead our association and help our colleagues all through the state. So that's basically my role, is to support each of them in doing what they do best, and, you know, helping essentially. I guess that's leadership, isn't it, really?
Oh, absolutely. And that's good leadership, letting the team speak for itself and then just guiding with those big picture kind of ideas. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So can we talk about why it's important to become a member of Drama New South Wales, and how might we join as part of the committee?
First part of the question, why it's important to be part of Drama New South Wales, is that collegial connection that we all love and we've all missed so much over the last couple of years. You probably know, and some of the listeners will know, that I've been the president of Drama New South Wales before, and those were very different days prior to the pandemic. We were thriving, and we were able to get together on a regular basis, and of course that can only be a wonderful thing for educators, to be able to talk about ideas, new developments, new academic research, all of that sort of stuff. And that's been very difficult over the last couple of years. And hats off to Sonia, who was the president prior to me this time, in keeping that conversation going as best she could during some hideous lockdowns. But I think Drama New South Wales in particular has emerged, or did emerge, quite I think decimated is probably a word in terms of people's ability to really be present for it. And I think people have really missed it. So I think the answer has really been crystallized for me in terms of looking at those two periods of leadership and really being aware that actually Drama New South Wales is for us, it's educators, about us, and really having that conversation, those conversations that we need to continue as outstanding educators in drama and theatre that New South Wales practitioners are.
Oh, phenomenal. Mm. And the conversations that I've been having, there's such innovation, there's such diverse representations across Drama New South Wales. It's phenomenal, like the work that people are doing in the classrooms, but also the people like you that are spearheading these amazing ideas. Like, there's just so much innovation happening, which is really exciting after, as you said, such dark times that we've had as drama people. So how might people join as a committee member?
You can email and we'll be in touch, essentially.
So easy. We are about to have the fantastic Drama New South Wales launch for 2024. Oh, yes. Can you give us a little sneak peek at some of the offerings?
Well, I just want to say give a massive shout out to Amy Gill, who's our professional learning vice president. She is quite the woman, and I think a real leader in drama education broadly, and particularly at Drama New South Wales, but I think we're only going to see great things from her. I love the way that she is really trying to diversify professional learning. So one of the things I'm really interested to talk to her about is the professional learning opportunities for HALT, highly accomplished and lead teachers. I think that's a wonderful innovation that she's spearheading. And the other thing I'm really excited about, and I don't know if I can, am I allowed to say it now, Claire, because will this go out before the launch?
This is going to go just after the launch.
Great.
So you can release the information.
Release the Kraken.
Yes. Do it.
I'm so excited about our keynote speaker for the conference using artificial intelligence in the teaching of drama and theatre and the thinking and research around that. That is such a wonderful idea. I think Amy is spot on with the way she's approached that. I'm so excited. So I think for me, they're the two big things. And of course, Amy is also working with Georgia and Alicia and Najee to really start to think about membership connections. So Amy's working really hard with her team, you being one of them, to start to action those social events with Georgia, who's our membership VP. We've been to Wicked next year. We've got some other really exciting offerings for drama teachers to meet up and chat and start to, you know, reconnect. So I think they're the things for me.
Oh, Kelly, thank you. I'm going to let you go because you are such a busy woman. But I just want to say thank you so much for all the things that you're doing for us and advocating for drama across New South Wales. And just we're in such an interesting time with creative and performing arts, and you're in such interesting spaces to operate those things that are happening. So I just want to say thank you. And I know that sometimes you must be absolutely exhausted, but keep going through it. You've got this, and keep doing it for us because we adore you and adore what you're doing. So thank you.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. And thank you to all of those drama teachers in New South Wales who keep fighting the good fight so that our students can really love our subject and really be enriched as human beings. You're doing a great job.
Okay, thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Claire.
This is a Drama New South Wales podcast hosted by Claire Colebrook. For more Drama New South Wales podcasts, go to our Drama New South Wales podcast channel.